BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, innuendo bingo played by the boys off of Rough Copy from X Factor. Real or No Real is another good one with Charlie Sloth. Also, Chris has been to Amsterdam and has some questions, and I've fallen asleep in the cinema again. Oh, and also, Chris's mate Fernando, not Chris, but Fernando, pops in with some shopping trouble he's been having with his girlfriend. All on this Scott Mills Daily Podcast.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. How was your weekend?
It was eye-opening.
Was it? Where were you again?
I was in Amsterdam.
Sure.
First time.
First time?
Mate, I've got so much to ask you.
Okay, right. What do you mean, ask me?
Oh.
What? To ask me if things are normal or not?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've been a few times. You want to do that on or off air?
Off.
Okay, cool. We'll do it after the show. Sure. Wow, crazy scenes outside Radio 1 today for Miley. So many people. Do you know what I love, though? As I turned up to Radio 1 today, I expected there to be a massive crowd, and there was for Miley. But because of that, and because all the paps and all the attention and all the fans were on Miley Cyrus, Dave off of the Hairy Bikers walked past and not one person noticed.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think for a split second he thought they were all there for him?
No, he didn't want to fuss. You could tell he was just getting into a cab. But he was looking over. It's like, wow, that's a lot of people. But yeah, not one person. And he's famous.
How does it work with celebrities like you then in these situations? Paps like that, do you stand there and sort of pose?
Yeah, generally you just like stand there and stick your tongue out.
Really?
Yeah. Often I've got like a shopping bag or two, so I'm never ready. And luckily it doesn't happen very much. So, I mean, that's just as well, because you know, like, I do like a carrier bag, don't I?
Yeah, you love it.
And that's not really what celebrities do.
And especially as you're quite a thrifty celebrity at times, aren't you?
So, often it's from Pound Stretcher, Pound Lamb, other 99p shop. So it's just as well. But yeah, shout out to Dave from the Hairy Bikers. Walked past all of the Miley Cyrus fuss today. Not one person noticing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Is there one thing you can ask me about Amsterdam on air? Or is it all for off air?
Mainly off air.
Okay. Did you go anywhere good?
Do you know what? I somehow blagged it and I'm still not quite sure how to go to the EMA.
Wow.
You know, if there was one place that someone like me should not be,
yeah,
it's there.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, who sorted that out?
You're jealous?
A little bit, yeah.
Mm.
Did you see Miley?
I saw Miley, yeah. Yeah, I saw. I mean, it was just incredible.
Did you see?
They had indoor fireworks and everything.
What, like some sparklers?
I mean, no. It went off.
What, like indoor fireworks off of when you were like 8?
Well,
no, a small set.
No. It was like there was like a spaceship in the middle.
I saw it. Did you see Katy Perry?
I did see Katy. Do you know what? I took this photo of Katy Perry when there was like songs playing and that, and she was there chatting to Ron Burgundy.
Oh, that was awesome. I forgot that he was there.
And they were just sitting next to each other, and he was amazing.
Did you see the performance by Elvis?
I didn't, no.
Right, yeah.
Because I think it was on a video.
It was on a video, but then they kind of made their way to the stage dressed as foxes.
Award ceremonies, I'm not really that familiar with, but the situation there baffled me slightly.
In what way?
Because there's like an area where all the artists wait.
Yeah.
And then they get announced as the winner and then they have to walk up to the top.
Yes.
But from what I could see, they would turn up about a minute before they won their award, collect their award and then go.
Yeah, they don't normally stay around.
I was under the, I think, illusion that they have to stay there all night and sort of...
Oh, you get your award and go. Show and go.
That's how it works.
Yeah. It's like in film premieres. They never stay.
No, you've said this. They sneak out the back door. Apparently.
They've seen it a million times. Like, they go on stage at the beginning and they're like, oh, it was great to make this film and I really enjoyed it. Then they do go up to seats. This happened last night. I went to the Hunger Games premiere. They go up to seats and there's Jennifer Lawrence and Liam Hemsworth up there. Is it Liam Hemsworth or Chris? Can't remember which one is in it. Anyway, one of the Hemsworths. And so they're all sat at the top and you're like, oh, look, they're sat there watching the film. Look up there 5 minutes later, not there.
But then wait, they don't go back up the red carpet, do they? They must sneak out the back.
Yeah, they go out the back.
Well, why don't they put a carpet there then?
Well, no, they don't want people to see them.
But then why doesn't everyone with cameras run around there?
Well, no, because they don't know which entrance or exit they're going to be out.
It's not that hard.
They should put a carpet at the back.
No, because they don't want to make a fuss. They want to. They just go out by the kitchens.
Right.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, hi, Greg James.
Hey.
Yeah, Chris is a bit upset that I was just told him that big stars don't generally stay for the whole award ceremony or film premiere.
Oh, yeah, they do like an exit. They go a swift exit. They go through the red carpet, out through the kitchens.
Do you tend to sneak out the back or...?
No.
If you have been through a kitchen, then you're famous. Like at an award ceremony.
Really? If you've been through a kitchen.
It's true. So we've got Rough Copy coming up on Innuendo Bingo.
So I've just seen them. They were at this Children in Need dinner thing last night.
Oh, I saw you tweeting from that and you saw Barlow.
Gary Barlow did all the hits last night.
JLS, all the hits?
JLS came on and did Back for Good. Then Scherzinger came on, did Relight My Fire, the Lulu bit.
Oh, awesome.
It was unbelievable. But at the end, Rough Copy were the main people dance. Everyone was dancing a little bit. They just took over.
Yeah.
They are awful on a night out, Rough Copy.
Why?
Because they're too good at dancing.
I know what you mean.
So they were there, professional, doing like little routines, body popping around Scherzinger. And then me at the side, everyone's at the side sort of doing dad dancing, clicking and stuff. I mean, what? Don't show everyone up. Stop showing everyone up. Go home. Stop. This is not, we haven't done a routine. This is not fair.
Yeah, on a night out, that would get really annoying.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, they can dance and I really can't. Good.
Nice guys, though.
They seem really nice.
So, Chris, can you give them a proper soaking today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Please,
yeah.
That's what I want from you.
Be an honour.
So that's what's happening.
An honour.
Remember that?
An honour. Who was that for?
That was him. He said it was an honour to be on your show.
That was it. To play Real or No Real with you or something.
It's an honour.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here are Rough Copy.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
So much energy. How are you, boys?
Oh, fine. Really good.
You're right.
Yes.
How gutted are you that you are about half an hour away from missing Miley Cyrus in the live lounge?
What do you mean?
She was here.
Listen,
that's what I mean.
Man. Like literally, just in the next room.
This is your fault, man.
Yeah. Should have invited you a bit earlier.
Blame Mills.
What do you mean?
So, how are you enjoying the X Factor experience?
I tell you what, mate, we broke your curse. Ha!
Broke the curse.
Yes.
It's true.
I told you on the phone. I told you, dog.
Seriously, like everybody who's been on a reality show, apart from you, has been binned off the competition as soon as we start supporting them. So it's good that you've broken the curse. Did you enjoy Big Band Week?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
My 30-piece band.
I know. It's just, I don't understand Big Band Week. I can't get my head around it. Because, I mean, you do amazing performances every single time. Like, you can literally do anything. But some of the songs, I'm like, oh. When the lights are... I'm like, I don't know. I don't like it. Is it 2004? But you did really well. And you got through, which is good. We've broken the curse.
Yes.
Thank you. So how many weeks are we into the live shows now?
Six weeks.
Okay.
Wow, it's gone quick.
Yeah, it's gone really quick. Yes. How's the house? Still smelling a bit?
No, Kingsman have left, so.
They were the smelly ones, weren't they?
Yeah. No, the house is great. Everything's really nice. Great vibe, and everyone's just in competition mode. Like, just, you know, it's getting to that point where it's like, oh my gosh, it's getting closer and closer.
It's getting more serious now.
You know?
Yeah.
I really think you could win, you know.
Wow.
Imagine that. Thank you for your confidence. I really think I do, because you, like I said, you manage to, whatever it is, every week you can just turn it out. Greg James was at the Children in Need thing you were at last night. And said, we were all saying you'd be awful to go on a night out with because you can dance really well. And at every possible opportunity, you do.
I was going in, man. I was totally sober, but I was still going in.
What was it for Children in Need last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, it was a performance of Gary Barlow. And it was just great. We felt so honoured to be sharing the stage with Gary, singing one of his songs, and also being in the same lineup as Nicole and JLS, and being amongst great people in the industry. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, people that you see every day on your TV screen for that's how much years, and we're actually amongst these people and getting a lot of love and support from them. So it was amazing. So that's why we went in all night.
Yeah, we were dancing.
We were, hey, you man.
Hey.
Cat Daddy and everything.
You are having such a good time, I can tell. So are you allowed to tell me what you're performing this week?
No, we're not allowed, I don't think.
Are we allowed to know what week it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's Best of British.
Yeah, Best of British.
Oh, okay. That's kind of vague.
Yeah. It is weird.
Could be anything.
Literally.
All right. Well, have you been rehearsing for it already?
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay. Did it yesterday, so.
How much How much time do the mentors actually spend there watching you in rehearsal?
Well, we see that they come down to the studio on a Friday.
Yeah.
And basically, because obviously we have a set time for everyone to do their sound check and camera rehearsal or whatever. But they, Gary especially, stays there from the beginning to end to make sure we're happy and he's happy with everything. So he spends as much time as he can with us.
But he's like really keeps in contact with us. Like he messages us, calls us all the time, really.
Because I often see that on TV. I remember when Talisa was on and it was like, and now Little Mix are receiving a call from Talisa. And it's like, brr, brr, hi, on speakerphone, obviously. Hi, because everyone takes a call on speakerphone. Hi, girls, it's Talisa, just making sure you're all right. I was like, but you're saying that actually happens.
Yeah, literally.
I love
There's not always cameras. Like, he called us in the car just now.
Yeah, we're just supposed to go.
Helps if there is a camera, though. Put it on speakerphone. Gary Barlow's calling me, look.
Hello.
But no, he's always there 100%. Yeah. And even last night just showed that, you know, I mean, he's got so much faith and trust in us. For us to come down, perform, and sing one of his songs with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, now, so who have we... Because it's going to get messy if we do all three.
Yeah, so,
who have we elected today to play Innuendo Bingo?
Kaz!
Okay. Oh, I love that.
Okay.
I almost want them to do me a jingle. Do you know what I mean?
When you're ready, Scott, when you're ready.
Yeah, go for it. Scott Mills...
Ready? This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Hey.
Turn up!
I love it. I love an impromptu jingle. So Kaz is going to play Innuendo Bingo. Yeah. Why have you chosen him, please?
I don't know.
Because he wanted to do it.
Yeah, no, he wants to do it the most.
Any competition we do or whatever we do, we win.
He always wants to win,
and he always loves to try. And he's a very competitive person. So,
and he always loses. That's what makes me laugh.
Okay. I don't appreciate this ganging up on me.
Are you ready? Are you ready to get wet, Kaz?
Oh, man.
He loves it. He takes like 5 showers a day.
Have you got a change of clothes?
Yeah.
You have? I love that you came prepared.
Oh, yeah, he's always got swag in the bag.
Yeah. All right.
Hey. Swag in the bag.
Swag in the bag. Hey,
so, we are going to play with... Boys, you can just stand and watch and laugh and not get wet.
I don't want to get wet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we're going to play Innuendo Bingo with Kaz off of Rough Copy in a minute with the other boys laughing and pointing in the background.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, if you get on the Radio 1 website now, we're turning the cameras on. You can see Rough Copy.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Oh,
so,
man.
Kaz is playing the game. Sterling and Joey are stood behind me, dancing like loons.
Yes, sir.
Look, reacting to everything I say. I love this. I've never had dancers before. This is brilliant. Oh, I want dancers all the time. So, watch on the Radio 1 website now.
Right.
Some lads dancing behind me from Rough Copy. And Kaz is about to get absolutely soaked. Okay.
Are we going for this?
I think we should go for
this,
it.
Yeah?
You got spare clothes? How do you react generally, Kaz, to innuendos? Are you good?
I'm all right.
Okay. We're about to find out, aren't we? Okay, right. So I don't want anyone to hold back here. I want the water to be fast. I want it to be flowing. And that means then you need to take a massive gulp of water in your mouth. Fill your cheeks. Here we go. Rough Copy on Innuendo Bingo starting now. The other lads are going to come and just occasionally see if you're all right. All right? See how wet you are.
Concentrate, mate.
Concentrate, come on. First, we cross over to The Chase on ITV. Obviously, if the innuendo is funny, the water will come out of your mouth. So, the man in The Chase's chair is very confident about what he can do with this contestant.
Hello, Annie.
Hello.
So you work as a cleaner, do you?
I do.
Don't worry, it won't take me long to polish you off.
Right. And he's down.
Right.
Oh, my God!
Let's see where this is going.
We're happy with that.
Oh, all right, there we go.
Mills, it's going to be a wet one.
Okay.
No way. Well,
they're going crazy behind me.
Don't worry, it won't take me long to polish you off.
Yeah. So that's from The Chase there. Thank you to Ryan and Camwell for spotting that one.
Here we go.
Keep your clips coming to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Wow.
Almost the force almost knocked him off his chair there.
Literally, that was not a joke.
I know. Okay. Now our listener Mike was listening to some poetry being read out on Radio 4. Our listeners are well cultural in that. And Mike wasn't sure entirely that they'd chosen an appropriate verse, as you're about to hear.
My dear, then I will serve. You must sit down, says love, and taste my meat. So I can sit and eat.
Oh, it's dead.
That's he's very, very wet now.
And taste my meat.
Wow.
What?
Chris? Lovely.
Who's the wettest so far? Yeah, definitely still, one of rough probably.
And taste my meat.
And now, more water, please. As we go over to a classic bit of football commentary now. And Five Lives, Alan Green, really painting pictures with words here.
Chinyak Tedder was away from goal, under the penalty. Balbuena, rather optimistically trying to find Fanny.
Wow. Classic Five Live commentary there. Now the other boys are coming over to point and laugh, as I said.
Chinyak Tedder was away from goal, under the penalty here. Balbuena, rather optimistically trying to find Fanny.
There we are.
Wow.
Okay.
Bit wet now.
Keep aiming down.
Yeah, everyone.
You had no bingo.
It's going well.
Interesting.
More water, please.
Oh no, Scott.
I know. You ready?
Scott,
here we go.
And taste my meat.
Straight in the face there. For Kaz off rough copy.
Oh, no.
Oh dear.
Oh, the brush your teeth.
Absolutely so.
Wow.
Enjoying it, Kaz. See, this is what happens. Like, this is part of the pop star dream, right? They should have got the X Factor cameras in for this bit.
This is punishment.
This week, Kaz had water spat in his face. Okay. We're going over to Daybreak now, so if you could just fill your cheeks. And Richard Arnold is telling the team about a new acting role he's picked up. Now, do you think the writers had Richard in mind when choosing the character's name?
Yeah. Well, when I was invited to star on the Sooty Show coming this Sunday, who was I to turn down that role?
Yeah.
I play Boris McSquirter.
It's literally a waterfall in his crotch.
Boris McSquirter.
Thank you, Richard Arnold there. Tommy and Atworth saw that one.
Oh my jeez.
Okay. More water, please. There's just a few more, Kaz, just a few more.
Christmas. Come on.
Come on.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Well, I do this twice a week.
Okay, so we're going back to yesterday now on BBC Six Music. The other boys, behind me cannot believe how wet this is.
It's only because it's Kaz.
I know.
You should be sharing it. You should all be taking it in turns.
No.
No. Okay, water, please. So Six Music, and Mark Radcliffe didn't quite think through what he was going to say at the end of this track, as you're about to hear.
One of the great belt ends, isn't it?
Perfect.
Oh yeah. Gorillas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is so wet today.
Oh, that is
nice. Okay.
All right.
So when does this game finish?
Come like Fort Park. I'm not coming
around. Fort Park. It goes on for a bit.
Water slides.
No, Fort Park. Wins.
Tidal wave.
Oh. It's not really about the winning, it's about the taking part.
Oh, dear.
You're going to win that, everyone. You're going to win a bottle of water.
Is Kaz all right? Is Kaz all right? Are you all right there, Kaz?
Yeah. He spat that so hard in my face. Yeah.
It hurt.
Down my nose.
Water, please.
One of the great belt ends.
I enjoy this. Okay, here's another one.
Oh, it's gone right through.
Lauren emailed that one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Keep them coming in. Now, this is our favourite from last week, and on Autumn Watch, Chris Packham gets a little distracted when instructing someone on how to use a special type of bird box with two openings. Here we go.
Oh, how lovely. Me next.
I don't think so. I don't
no
think
young
the
at all. It smells no sweet and delicious.
That would be
how
stinky.
Disappointing.
Have a sniff down the bottom hole, mate.
Oh! Wow. Oh. Lord Jesus.
Have a sniff down the bottom hole, mate.
Yeah, there we are. All happens on Autumn Watch. Oh, Joey has absolutely lost it.
Running down my leg.
I really hope you're watching this on the Ready One website. God. Two of Rough Copy beside me absolutely losing it, while one just gets it in the face. Okay, here we go.
Oh, dear.
We're going over to the Jonathan Ross Show now, and his guest is John Barrowman. As we all know, when John Barrowman's on, anything can happen. But he has had a pleasant surprise. While being treated for a small injury, John Barrowman, as you're about to hear.
I'm lying next to the horse, and my hands start shaking, and my legs start shaking, and I feel pain just go through my back and my legs.
So the adrenaline has kicked in a bit.
Yeah, so the adrenaline kept the performance going, but then they pulled me off in a stretcher.
Small dribble there.
Then they pulled me off in a stretcher.
Seems to be fine.
Well held.
And oh, taste shit. My meat.
Oh, that was crafted.
Sound like the guy that's that time.
Well done, Cass.
Oh, Rough Copy.
Rough Copy.
Oh, this is interesting. Oh,
does it make you feel weird when that voice goes Rough Copy?
Great.
He came down, innit?
He's amazing.
Yeah, he came down for the big
he's
band
a,
week.
He's a dude. Okay, back to Radio 4 now. And this time it's this weekend, Saturday Live. And a description of a female climber. I'm not sure why she thought it was a good idea to do this to a donkey. Are you ready? Here we go.
She did, the longest journey she did was 25 miles in one day across a mountain pass. But they did realise that actually it was quite unsafe going down on a donkey.
Oh, dear.
Going down on a donkey.
They are from Saturday Live, riding on a donkey, of course, there. That's what they're talking about. Right. It's really wet now, eh? It's all right. Are you all right? Yes? You all right? No. Okay.
Scott's dead!
Oh, dear.
If this doesn't get you votes, seriously.
Oh, my God.
Do I mean?
I know. What we do, eh?
You can't have Rough Copy go out after this. Okay, wow. Right, now over to BBC Breakfast. Ready, everyone? It's going on this, isn't it? But I like it. And this guy was Chris's favourite guest on the show for some time. Here we go. Ready?
And you look in pretty good, Nick.
I'm feeling in very good, Nick. Absolutely.
What happened there, Cass?
No! No!
What? Nothing bad. You didn't say anything bad.
No, just the voice.
Just the voice. Oh, you've heard it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you feel in control?
Okay.
Right,
let's try and get through this one. Come on.
Here
we go. Here we go. Water.
And you look in pretty good, Nick.
I'm feeling in very good, Nick. Absolutely. I'm doing all these exercises, grunt and groan in the mornings.
Not so much exercise needed to keep writing.
My right hand is very well exercised.
Cas,
oh.
Man, you're spitting that out, man. You're
doing that thing, man. It's your favourite, Chris.
My right hand is very well exercised.
There we are. Okay, just a couple more.
We're out of water.
Oh. Have we got any more water?
Any more?
Anybody? No. Anybody? Water?
Water's done.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. You just had a shower, though. It's all in your hair and
that.
Oh,
man. We can maybe salvage some.
Right. What, from the cup?
Oh. Do you want to...
Do what?
Finish off that one.
Where is it wettest right now, Kaz?
My face, man.
In your face, yeah. Chris?
The whole bottom half of me.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other lads from Rough Coffee, do you think Kaz is enjoying this?
Well, I think he looks like he's having a good time, surprisingly.
Yeah. When we get in the car, he's going to be very upset.
But he's just holding it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now. It's in his face.
In a couple of years, when you're like...
Do you know how, like, precious he is? Like, you can't touch anything, your stuff. You can't touch his...
You can't go near his bed.
You can't go near his bed.
Really? Or, dantic, you know, you touch it.
Oh, no. So
this is happening now.
He's going to go crazy after this.
It's legendary.
It's a lovely moment for us.
Yeah, you're loving it. Okay, here we go then.
Right.
Water, please. It's over to Come Dine With Me, and this contestant seems to be enjoying the show more than most.
And in it goes.
It's a good smell. It's the sort of thing where you want to stick your finger in there and have a good lick.
I have to say, considering Kaz has only never done this before, your aim and your spit is really good.
It's easily.
You've met your match.
Easily the most professional.
Well, I'm a great spitter.
Yeah. You're a true pro. Mm.
Do you have any more water left for one more?
We've got one more.
I'm a great spitter, yeah.
Okay.
Got one more in us.
And finally, right. Here we go. Oh my God. It's fast becoming an all-time classic on this show.
This is good.
And now over to Dr. Fox.
Very sparkly.
Not really, was it? Sorry, I can't do much to change what's happening.
It's not a huge amount different from the way you did it before, to be fair. But thank you for trying to ease my cock up.
And that was Innuendo Bingo.
Yay!
With Kaz and Rough Copy. Lads, the best of luck for this weekend.
Oh,
and Kaz, thank you for being such a good sport, I think. Did you enjoy it? Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
We've got Year 11 Art at Chafford School listening today on In The Art Lessons. Often happens on a Tuesday and Wednesday, that I don't know why. A lot of people obviously have art. Also, we've got Michelle, who is having a little rave to Plan B on her own at college. And Brian Dewsbury, who watched for the first time today on Innuendo Bingo, couldn't work out why Rough Copy were pixelated, then realised it was just greasy fingerprints on his phone. It's like, just wipe your screen and you'll be able to see them properly.
Mm.
I don't know whether to support them 100% now or not at all.
I'm saying support them 100%.
What, based on our previous record?
I'm saying, yeah.
A lively bunch.
Very lively. Have you, like, I got completely soaked with that.
Now, can I ask, you've changed your trousers, yeah?
Right, so...
Is that a little patch of wee I can see on your trousers there now, on your new trousers?
So I had to... Oh, that was so wet, I had to change my pants, and it's bad enough that I should have to have spare pants underneath my desk here.
Now, all the lads in this will know what I mean.
I mean, why, whenever this kind of thing happens... does the patch always develop in that kind of area? It's like when you go to a sink, every time it's there.
It's like, lads will know what I'm talking about. If you know when you don't shake properly and then you get that little kind of stain, that's exactly what's happening right there. So that's good. Hi, ladies. So I'm going to play Miley Cyrus now, who was brilliant in the live lounge earlier with Fern. I enjoyed their selfie that they took, just Fern and Miley sticking their tongues out, only because Fern just copied her. She didn't know what to do. She's like, okay, I'll do it as well then. So she did Wrecking Ball, real nice acoustic version, and she also did Summertime Sadness. Did you see her? We got a glimpse of her just as she walked past, didn't we?
I think I saw her, but there was a massive amount of people around her.
You can kind of tell which one's Miley Cyrus though, right? Like one of the most famous women in the world.
I did the classic thing of trying to get near the live lounge as early as possible to...
Reserve your seat.
And then just pretend to do stuff. But to be honest, I've only just seen the videos up already on the Radio 1 YouTube right now.
Go and have a look. If you're a fan of Miley, it's kind of nice to have no gimmicks for a change. Like, there's no Robin Thicke in front of her. There's no foam finger.
There's nothing to distract her.
There's nothing to distract. Just watch and actually listen to her voice because it's really, really good. So I'm going to play Summertime Sadness now from Miley without any distractions from people like Thick or any foam fingers in the live lounge doing Lana Del Lol.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I love her, and I love that. That is Miley Cyrus. What a voice. Really good voice. Got a set of pipes on her, isn't she? And that was Summertime Sadness from the Live Lounge on BBC Radio 1. Does that impress you much?
I really like that.
I just like her a lot. Really chilled, almost a tear in my eye, says Tom in Leamington. We were doing things that make you cry, like weird things that make you cry yesterday. That's definitely one of them. If you listen to a Miley Cyrus live lounge and get a little bit teary, that's slightly weird, especially if it's full on tears. Cheryl says, I love Miley. Matt's been on. saying that he likes that, and also that patch on your trousers is called the Dot of Shame. I like it that it's got a name.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, or Pirate's Penny.
Who?
That's why you should never wear chinos on a night out. All lads get it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Everybody will be pleased to know that at the moment I'm trying to sort out a date for the Posh Radio 4 lady to go on a date to a chicken restaurant with Tiny Temper, because he is a massive fan of the Posh Radio 4 lady.
Is it posh enough?
For her?
For her.
Normally, she's normally on the fine wines. But Temper, he's got all the monies. Mm. Like, I asked him what his fragrance was the other day, because it's the potential new catnip. Like, girls will flock to it because it's so lush. And he told me what it was. Oof, how much per bottle?
Was it?
Serious money.
I worry that she's too posh to peri-peri.
Do you think?
Nah.
Is that one?
Dunno.
Anyway, I'm arranging it. So, Mr. Temper, if you're listening, get your diary out. I'm trying to speak to you. It's very difficult to organise a pot stars because they are flaky.
Mm. What, more flaky than you? I mean, you're proper.
I'm not saying I'm not flaky
anymore.
You're
99p flaky.
No, I'm not. When was the last time I was a flake? I used to be really flaky, but that's just because I'm very busy.
Well, there you go. That's what you're saying. Point proven. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. When we're making love.
UK Garage is back on. Baby Cakes.
Oh, no, don't.
Is this H2O?
I'm loving this. H2O?
It's really good.
That's such a tune.
Yeah, it is really good. It's kind of like, obviously, UK Garage vibes. The PR4L will love that, says Andy and Bexley. She's actually a massive fan of UKG, PR4L. It's cheered me up, that. That's an ace tune, says Matt in Leicester. Takes a lot to get me dancing, says the Hitchin Hornblower, but I'm having a little boogie with paintbrush in my hand.
Okay, good.
Quality song. Love the 99p flaky crack. That says Jack in Stanhope. I want to hear this song again. Okay, it's by All About She, if you want to look it up. Like I said, they've been writing for Pro Green and Wretch and Tiny Temper, and the track is Higher, brackets, Free. Sorry if that's too much information for you. Oh, by the way, there's no such thing as too posh to peri-peri. Danny saw Zara Phillips in that restaurant in Cheltenham last weekend. She's well posh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone spotted Binky the other day off of Made in Chelsea. See? Nothing such thing as too posh to peri-peri. And she's well posh as well. That was the Killers. And Shot of the Night, and this is BBC Radio 1. What's going on, Chris?
Well, this doesn't concern me so much, but I've brought in my friend who'd like to talk to you about something and just get your views.
Who's that?
It's my friend Fernando.
Oh, I've not seen him for a while.
No, I know. He's been busy. He hasn't come in.
Got something to say, has he?
But he's got something to say, and I can bring him in if you want.
Go for it.
Yep. Give me 1 second. I'll just go get him in. Fernando! Come in!
Hi Scott, how are you?
I'm good, how are you Fernando?
Really good, thanks. Isn't Chris doing well?
Yeah, he's doing better all the time.
Did you miss him when he was in Amsterdam?
Well, I have my own things going on, but...
Sure, but it wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same, no, not yesterday, no.
Good.
So what have you got to say?
Well, obviously, this has nothing to do with Chris. This is my issue, so he wanted me to come in and talk about it.
Okay.
And it's to do with my girlfriend.
Okay, well, you've got a girlfriend, Fernando.
I do currently have a girlfriend, yes.
All right. Because last time I spoke to you, it wasn't really on.
No, it was on.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Just didn't talk about it much.
No, it was on. I'm sure it was.
Okay.
Anyway, it's about my girlfriend and something she does that really annoys me.
Sure.
Involves shopping.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm very concerned that my girlfriend might be listening.
Okay. Does she listen to the show?
I believe so sometimes.
Chris, does your girlfriend listen to the show as well?
I believe so, every now and then.
When she can.
But obviously, this has nothing to do with me or any situation surrounding me. This is purely to do with Fernando. That's why he's in today. That's what we agreed.
Go on then, Fernando.
So recently, whenever we go shopping, I might be walking around the shops looking at various things. You know how it is. You might go and see some clothes and sort of reach out, give them a look and stuff like that.
Mm.
But now, whenever I do that and go shopping with my girlfriend, and this happened this weekend, whatever I pick up, I get the impression she's looking at it, thinking that it's something that I would want for Christmas. It's like she's taking a mental note every time.
Oh, right. So even if you say something, oh, that's all right, she'll be like, aha, I'm going to buy that for Christmas for him.
But it's worse than that. It's like she thinks I'm hinting by picking up things whenever I go shopping. It's really starting to knock me off because the things I'm picking up are not things that I would want for Christmas. They're just things.
Right. So you're just kind of like innocently looking at things and she's kind of thinking that it's going to be in your stocking.
Yes.
Give me an example. What happened?
At the weekend, went looking around a few shops, picked up a jumper. But you know how it is, you just hold it up, see if you like it, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I see her looking at me as if to go, oh, I'll remember that jumper.
Oh.
That'd be good. But I don't want that for Christmas, that's the point. So now I find myself having to play all these ridiculous mind games to try and like second guess what she's thinking.
So it's not safe to go in any shops with her?
No. I mean, the point is, it's only November and already she's starting to play these ridiculous mind games when we shop.
I know.
It's making it really difficult.
Has anything like this happened to you, Chris? Run over.
No, I can't say this would ever happen to me, but I can completely sympathise with his position because I can see why that would be really frustrating.
Has this happened a lot, Fernando?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, increasingly it's becoming a problem, Scott. The worst was, I think it was yesterday, where we were in Gnome Base, and I sat on a puff, and immediately I saw her looking at it thinking, right, brilliant, that's Christmas sorted, you want the puff.
You don't want that puff.
I don't want a puff for Christmas, that's the point, Scott.
You were just in the furniture bit having a look.
No, I just wanted to sit down for a minute.
Oh.
It felt very comfortable. I liked the puff, but I don't want it for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I see her looking as if to go, brilliant, boxed it. And I worry she's making mental notes.
This happened to me once where I was in a shop with my mum and we were by the autobiography section. And I laughed a bit and went, ha, and pointed and laughed at Dale Winton's autobiography. Ended up getting it for Christmas.
Yeah.
And when I opened it, she was like, well, you are quite similar. Are we?
Yeah. Can I?
Oh, Chris?
Yeah. Can I just point out that however angry Fernando may seem, you can understand why Fernando would be. I'm not angry.
No,
Fernando is obviously a little bit angry because he doesn't want to be playing mind games with his girlfriend, especially around Christmas. It's a festive time. Can I go? No.
Hmm?
Yes.
Equally. Another thing I wanted to bring up whilst we're here
is
I feel she is now playing these mind games when she's shopping. So she does the opposite. So when she's walking around, she picks up things as if to go, oh, are you looking? This is what I'd like.
Oh, but so she does want it.
Scott, I'm just done with the mind games. It's November. And I...
Do you feel better now you've got that off your chest a bit?
Yes, I do.
No, Fernando.
Yes, I do.
You do.
What just happened there as well? I don't know. I can't be bothered to. Scott, thank you very much for. Do you think I've come across bitter in this?
No, not at all. I just think,
I mean, Fernando. Me.
You've said what you want. It's fine.
Yes.
All right. Be off of you.
Hang on.
And what?
Can I just point out that what you've just heard there is completely Fernando?
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Point made.
I'd like to distance myself from what he said,
worries.
But I do respect what he's saying.
Absolutely. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, we always get these texts saying Chris and Fernando are the same person. They are not, are they?
No, not absolutely.
You're not Fernando, he's not you.
And also, I just want to make that really clear because there's some of the texts that I'm personally receiving now from people who think it might be me.
Oh.
Due to mutual. It's not, it's Fernando, basically. So
oh, sure.
So leave me alone.
And these are texts you're getting to your personal phone.
Exactly, and I don't know why, because I thought it was quite clear that...
I mean, I think it was clear.
So just leave it.
I mean, obviously, there was two of you here in the studio.
Yeah, well, he's gone now.
He's gone now. Liam in South Wales, can you pass this on to Fernando when you see him?
Sure.
He picked up a frilly jumper when he was shopping with his girlfriend the other day. Now he thinks he's going to get it for Christmas. Can't look at anything in the shops.
Mm.
Also, someone says, why doesn't Fernando just tell his girlfriend what he wants?
Yeah.
I mean, that would save a lot of problems. Or just keep his eyes closed between now and Christmas. Don't go into any shops.
I don't think it's as easy as that, though. That's what he was saying.
Yeah. What kind of taxi are you getting? Are they banned?
No, it's fine. Okay. We'll deal with it.
Yeah. So, Charlie Sloss coming up with Real or No Real on Radio 1. That's going to be at 3:40 this afternoon. And if you want to check out the Miley Cyrus live lounge from earlier, I can tell you that both videos are now online on the Radio 1 YouTubes. So if you go to Radio 1 YouTube, just put Radio 1 on YouTube. It's dead easy. You'll get Miley doing Wrecking Ball without any gimmicks for a change. Like, she's just sat on a stool. There's nothing to see apart from that, but it kind of makes it worth watching because you've never seen her kind of perform that normally. You've either seen the video...
Was there definitely nothing weird going on?
No.
I haven't watched the video again the whole way through.
No, I mean...
There's nothing that happens in
no surprises. You just get to actually listen and appreciate her voice.
So nothing appears out of her or anything? Like, you know, no, I mean like a rabbit. Like a... No, I mean like a magic trick or anything like that.
No magic tricks, no. Doesn't pull a rabbit from anywhere.
No.
And also the video to Summertime Sadness is up there now on the Radio 1 YouTube. Go and have a look. It's really worth it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It is You Meet at 6 and Lived a Lie.
BBC Radio 1.
Here is what's happening tonight. If you need some stuff to do, there's lots to listen and watch, actually. Tonight's Jam Hot Record with Mr. Jam is Ella Eyre. She's got a new track out. It's boiling hot. She did the track Waiting All Night. She's the vocalist on Waiting All Night by Rudimental.
She's going to be huge, isn't she?
I think so, yes. So, that's the Jam Hot Record from Ella Eyre tonight with Mr. Jam. And Daily Dose Mix is resident Mad Tech Records tonight. Mr. Jam is on One Extra on your digital radio, on your TV, on your phone, online, anywhere, from 7 o'clock tonight with Mr. Jam. Right, do you remember how good Sun Sex and Suspicious Parents was?
Are you sure it wasn't Sun C?
Was it?
I can't remember. I remember we've had this debate before and then wondered why we've changed.
Anyway,
either way.
Do you remember how good that show was? Guess what's on tonight on BBC Three at 9 o'clock? Winter, so it becomes snow, sex and suspicious parents.
Oh, wow. How does this work? Because you don't really do lads' holidays or go... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, skiing holidays.
Do you?
Yeah, it happens. So tonight in Val d'Isère, we meet Muscle Man Ollie, Party Boy Jake and four of their university mates who are on a week of alpine anarchy.
Oh, that sounds awful.
And then, obviously, their mums are about 5 feet away in the next room watching everything happen. So it's the show where basically parents secretly keep an eye on their teenage kids, but this is during their skiing holidays.
Oh.
Nice twist.
And
I think
they won't expect it because they won't know it's that show. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly, because like I think that format's been done a lot now,
yeah.
So that you always be looking out for the cameras going, oh, God. But because they've never done a snow one before, I think it was going to be excellent. 9 o'clock tonight on BBC Three. 10 o'clock on Radio 1. It's a good show, this. If you've never listened before at night time, have a listen to Phil and Alice. They do this thing called Behind the Song, where they go behind the whole process of a particular track. Tonight it's with Churches. The band talk through the writing process behind their new single, Lies, and loads of brand new music, which I promise you will love. Tonight with Phil and Alice on Radio 1. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
Hello, what are you saying?
Hello.
You're right.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
How can I help?
Thank you. Well, hi, I was just listening a minute ago to Fernando and Chris.
Yeah, well, yes.
Yeah, and I completely agree with what Chris is saying.
Fernando, you mean?
Fernando.
Fernando. Yes, Fernando.
Yes. In what way?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at anything too closely in the shop, you know, you never know. You could get it for Christmas. It happened to me before.
What happened?
Well, you know, you wander around the shops with I think it was my mum, actually, and, you know, you look at things and Well, actually, it's funny. I was talking about James Arthur, and I ended up getting his biography for Christmas.
Oh. Is that what you wanted?
Well, I can honestly say I haven't actually read it yet.
Oh. He had a biography out last Christmas?
Yes.
But nothing had happened, but he won the X Factor, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's still sitting there somewhere, is it?
Yeah, it definitely is, yeah.
It's your fault for looking at it in a shop.
I'm pleased you agree with Fernando, though.
Yeah, not Chris.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fernando, not Chris.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Here he is. It's Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
It's like a ringtone.
Sick, isn't it? That's a new one. I've just added that bit.
Polyphonic.
It's a bit UKG, that.
No, it's, you know when I'm in a rave mashing up the dance?
Mm.
I go. And people do it back now.
Do they?
Yeah.
You're James Arthur vid.
Did you like it?
Whoa, all the views.
Yeah, it's doing well, isn't it?
Is this Fire in the Booth?
Fire in the Booth.
Yeah, he went in, cuz.
Did he go in?
He went in. He shocked a lot of people, a lot of rappers. Yeah.
You're a big supporter of him.
I love him. Mm. I think he's a great dude.
Where can we find that video if we want to see James Arthur rapping?
On the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
Now, we need to say something here. I can't believe you made a song about being fattest.
Well, I mean, you was being extremely fattest.
Right, see, this has all started, right? Was it a few months ago when you came on Real or No Real?
Yeah.
And obviously there's a word, fattest, that rhymes... Not rhymes, but it's the same, sounds the same as fattest.
Yeah.
So it's a joke I've done once, and now it's spiraled out of control.
Yeah.
So fattest as opposed to fattest, as in you're fattest. No, you're fattest. Now, I've got to say, I love the song.
Yeah.
I'm putting all my weight behind it.
Oh, thanks, man.
And...
I realised that I need to wind it in a bit with the fattest.
Well,
fattest.
Do you know, like, for me, you never offend me because obviously we know that we're friends and it all is a joke. It's a bit of banter.
Celebrating you.
We're celebrating the fact that I'm larger than life in all aspects.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's your tagline. You're the best looking fat guy
on
the radio.
I embrace it. I think fat people should embrace their fat. Fat is the new black. Next year, everyone's going to be fat. They are.
I really...
Just embrace it. You know, there's too many people that, you know, get down on it and they feel sorry for themselves and they feel they don't fit in society. And I'm here to help them, you know, know that they are special. They are individual. And they can be as successful and as beautiful as every other skinny folk out there.
Where can I get this song?
We're going to release it next week.
Yeah, it's not out yet. I mean, that's what you've done to show it. You've now created a song with your friend Big Nasty.
Yeah, it's called Fat Is Great because we truly believe that fat is great. We embrace it. Like me,
and he's
Big
a
Nasty,
big fellow himself.
He's very big, and we talk about it a lot. You know, we'll phone each other, and there's a lot of fat guys that are getting a lot of attention out there right now.
Charlie, is he MC Nasty?
No,
he's not.
No, he's big. MC
he's never
big
been
Nasty.
Nasty. No, just wanted to see.
Anyway, we're here to play Real or No Real.
Yeah.
Hey, is it true that you're wearing a T-shirt today that says hip hop?
Am I?
Or someone saw you the other day with a T-shirt that said hip hop on?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I did see him.
You've seen that, right?
I saw a shirt that said hip hop.
Right. So can I ask? Has the C at the start of the hip and the S at the start of the hop fallen off?
Is it fading in the wash, Charlie?
That's quite clever. You guys spend a lot of time on these jokes. Maybe too much time. You've got too much time on your hands.
Chip shop, of course.
Yes,
Charlie's favourite.
I worked it out.
And now it's time for Real or No Real with Charlie. Al, he's on One Extra at 4 o'clock. I like it also that you're still putting us on your sloth pod.
You know what? We love you guys. Like, we love being a part of this and, you know.
My favourite part of the week.
Do you know what? People actually go, man, it happened again this weekend in Skegness. It really did. There's footage circulating on the internet.
Is there?
Of people chanting. There was like 4,500 people chanting your fattest.
That's so good.
Big gig.
Yeah.
It's a massive gig, that is.
Right.
Are these real or no real?
In Barbados, they celebrate a national holiday to honour Rihanna. It's the 22nd of February.
Well, she's national the most successful holiday. Thing to come out of it, I suppose.
Mm. You know her, don't you?
We used to go out of each other.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't believe that, but it's true. It's very factual. We used to date.
Yeah. Mm. Was that when she lived in your ends?
She weren't living in the ends. She done a show over here.
Is it?
And I was DJing there. And then I went backstage and she was like, who is that guy? And we got chatting, one thing led to another, lips in ting, done, not a done, no.
Did you ever take us to one of those Cut Price Valley hotels?
What, the ones in North
near
London?
Me? The one near me?
No comment.
Next to the park. Very handy. Lovely
no,
view.
No, no, come on. No? Let's crack on, guys.
The yeah. ones I mean, though.
I know, yeah, come on. Yeah, we both shared stories.
Oh, it's lovely there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Rihanna, it's a national holiday for her in Barbados. Real or no real?
That's real. I remember celebrating it with her.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you have to buy her presents on her birthday and her holiday?
National holiday.
Rihanna
yeah.
Day. It's like the Queen.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to say real as well.
That one is real.
There you go.
Every year they celebrate it.
Do you know what? Actually, because you guys are, you know, totally getting behind the whole fattest thing now,
I'm
thinking, can we do the National Fat Day?
I would be up for that, yeah.
Can we do that? One? Where we celebrate fat folk?
Yeah. And we all, like, eat burgers and don't care.
Burgers and donuts, crisps, chocolate, kebabs.
All of that.
All of it. Ooh. Can we do that? Can you guys start it? Because I think you guys have got the power.
Yeah, if you want it, you just tell us what day you want, cuz.
We can make it my birthday.
When is your birthday?
August the 20th.
Is that your real birthday?
That's my real birthday. 1987.
Okay. I want to see your passport.
Well, I don't believe it. You think I'm younger? Everyone thinks I'm younger.
I do
reason.
Think you're younger,
I don't
but
know
then
what it is.
Fat don't crack, does it? And what about this one?
Before she was famous, Jennifer Lawrence was featured on My Super Sweet 16.
Oh, no, I love that show.
Who's Jennifer Lawrence?
She's off of Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Actress. No. Anybody?
It's not one for me either. Who's she?
No. She's not famous, then, is she, cuz?
She's kind of famous.
We don't know who
she's
she is, though, fam.
Famous. She won an actual Oscar.
She won an Oscar?
Look her up. Jennifer Lawrence, please.
Can we see her?
God. I've honestly never seen her.
You've never seen that woman before in your life. What's going on?
She's a hot spice though, cuz.
Isn't it?
She's doing the thing. Whoa.
She is.
Oh, holler at me, baby girl.
Whoa.
Oh.
And she's on Greg James' show tomorrow.
Is she?
Yeah.
I'll be in. Yeah. Checking her out.
Coming a bit early, eh?
Well, we're on the same time.
She's the paprika. Is that right?
Sorry?
Paprika. What's that?
Hot spice,
huh? No, cuz. Okay. No, it's just hot spice. If you say that, if you go up to a girl and say, yo, babe, you're a paprika, you'll get slapped, cuz.
Oh.
Is that?
Yeah.
Well, where you hang out, isn't it?
Yeah, where I hang out.
Jennifer Lawrence, Super Sweet 16, that awful programme, which I quite like, where they have a party and they're really rich kids and they're like, Dad, I hate my party, I hate my life. And then they give them a brand new top of the range Mercedes and they're like, oh, I love you, Dad.
You see, I saw, I remember seeing Pixie Lott on one of those.
What?
She was on.
Was she? On Sweet 16?
Yeah, it was one of
what,
her
is
mates.
One of the contestants?
No. Is it a contestant on that show? Would you call
well,
it that?
They're kind they're of like the subject of it.
No. She was one of the mates.
Oh, kind of I weird. See. Right. Sometimes they, because they're so rich, the parents, they get performers in. So the one I saw, the one I remember is like, they're always American. So I've managed to get Lil Bow Wow to play at my party.
Wow.
I know.
Then
my dad tried for Usher, but he was busy. So, Jennifer Lawrence, Super Sweet 16, spoilt brat, real or no real?
No real.
I'm going to say real just because I don't know who she is.
That one is no real.
Leave it. Holler at me though, babes, if you're listening.
You'll see her tomorrow. Go and holler at her, babes. Can I call you babes?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
And next.
Iggy Azalea still has a scar from an accident she had at 16 years old, where she fell out of her home's raised pool.
Cuz, I think I saw this scar in a picture yesterday.
Is it?
It was either a scar or a rash.
On Iggy Azalea?
Yeah. Did you see that photo?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
no.
Google it, cuz.
Well,
I was zooming in. I was zooming in just to see. Cuz she said it was...
What do you mean you were zooming? Do you read... You don't strike me as someone who goes into the sort of the gossip pages.
No, I got sent it by my producer, Denise. She's like, have you seen this picture? Cuz I don't even read the papers.
Do you not?
No. I just watch BBC News at night, 10 o'clock news.
And Jeremy Kyle.
Of course I do, and Jeremy Kyle.
That's it, that's all he watches.
I love the news.
Now, as people in Australia that listen to this podcast will know, if you've got a raised pool, that's kind of common. It is. It needs to be built in, cuz. Otherwise, if you've got a raised pool...
It's not a pool. I don't
in America or Australia, raised pool, they're like...
It's weird,
sorry.
Isn't it? There's a proper snobbery.
Excuse me. Here, we're like, look, you've got a pool. Yeah. That's cool.
It's not a real pool.
No, they're like, we're a raised pool. Is yours raised?
No. Right. And I'm actually moving next week.
What?
Where are you moving to?
I haven't been round to the other place.
This place is even better.
Is it?
I've got an indoor sports pool in this place, yeah?
What does that mean?
So, like, you set the speed... Of how fast you want to swim, and it causes like waves.
You don't even have to physically swim in your...
Wait, so you've got a wave machine.
Basically, that's what it is in the swimming pool. It's sick, and it's got a sauna in the swimming area.
So all you've got to do is stand there.
Just, Charlie, yeah, what do you mean? So you lie there?
No, you've got to swim against the current. Proper. It's fast.
It's like being in the sea.
It's like being in the sea, and it's not massive. So it's a sports pool, but you've also got the outdoor pool, which is indoor. Again, it's outdoor, but it's indoor.
How big? Like, how much money are you earning? Seriously,
I earn quite a lot.
Yeah, obviously,
yeah, I earn quite a lot. I do, but I mean,
what are we talking? Are we talking tax bracket high?
I'm the biggest hip hop DJ in the country now, probably Europe. So I mean, and I do quite a lot of gigs, and my fee is pretty out there. So,
I don't know anyone bigger.
That's so fast.
So many people
can't. That wasn't fastest. I mean it.
So some people can't believe you haven't heard of the Hunger Games.
Is it? How it
it's
sounds.
Not about eating, no.
It's not.
No.
What's it about?
It's not a challenge. It's not an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Mate, do you know what? I was watching Man vs. Food.
I love that.
I love that. And
what a dude.
I was watching it at like 10:30 at night. Mm. I think this was on Sunday. I was watching it at 10:30 at night, and they was creating these big like cheese and steak baguettes. Mm. And I'd not long eaten. But do you know when you just get hungry again?
Yeah, oh, God.
And I went out. This is a true story. I went to the supermarket. I bought some baguettes. And
plural?
Yeah, baguettes. I went and bought the steak and the cheese, and I made my own ones. And they were sick. I want to make some for you lads.
I'd like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna name it the Charlie Sloth cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Good name.
There you go. Works.
The Sloth Steak.
The Sloth Steak. You know what? It was incredible.
The Sloth way.
Yeah.
Someone asked, are you moving to Wet n Wild?
Sorry.
It does sound like it. You know the theme park, Wet n Wild?
Yeah, there's massive whales.
Yeah, it sounds like...
That is just so fast. You guys, I thought you were stepping away from the facts.
I'm saying no real.
Iggy Azalea's a scar, real or no real?
I forgot the question.
Just say real or no real.
I'm just going to say real.
That one is no real.
Okay, I've got one more. I mean, I could chat all day, obviously, Sloth, but you've got a show to do and you've got to get in the studio. What about this?
Kevin Spacey's brother is a Rod Stewart impersonator.
That is...
Do you know who Kevin Spacey is?
Of course I do. He's a sick actor.
But his brother's a Rod Stewart impersonator. Please let this be true.
Wow.
And he would have blatantly performed at a family function then, wouldn't
he? Oh, no, awkward.
Because you've got to support your family.
Oh.
It would have been a birthday or a Christmas.
Yeah.
Believe it.
Have you got any family members who do that kind of thing? Or?
No, my family just do normal stuff, really.
Yeah.
I come from a pretty normal family. I'm like the black sheep. I was like, whoa.
You're the successful one.
Everyone's like, what?
I'm not even really the successful one, because there's a lot of people in my family that have really done well for themselves.
But you're the fat sheep of the family.
The black sheep.
The black sheep of the family.
Black sheep, yeah, I thought you said that.
So Kevin Spacey's brother, Rod Stewart impersonator.
So rude.
Real or no real?
That's real. I know it.
No real.
That one is real.
There you
go. At the end of that particularly long round of real or no real.
I got 30, Charlie got 20.
Is there...
Now, do you know what? Quickly, before I go,
yeah.
I just wanted to, kind of lay down a few rules, if you like.
Okay.
Well, just a couple. Because obviously you guys are fully behind the whole fatism thing now.
Yeah, Greg James at four.
Yeah, and you guys really want to support it.
Yeah.
So we've already established that we're going to do National Fat Day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fully behind you. That
August the 20th. Yeah. Can we get that in the diaries?
We're both behind you.
Can you write it down? Chris,
massively, so really all our weight behind you there. August the 20th.
Scott, just write that down as well.
Yeah.
Every Friday, I'm going to need you and Chris Scott to bring us free donuts to the studio.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to show me that you really are behind it.
Yeah.
Any brand will do, preferably Krispy Kremes.
Okay. How many do you need?
Just free every Friday.
Oh, just for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to need you to make the Fat Is Great song your record of the week.
Up for that.
Every day.
Well, we don't have record of the week anymore, so it's going to have to be track of the day, which means everyone plays it.
Can we do that?
We can certainly ask.
Greg, are you in? Yes, Greg's. Yes, he is.
Just buzzed
a confident yes there.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Fat Is Great.
Fat Is brilliant.
It's amazing.
Thank you, Charlie Sloth.
Cheers,
on One
guys.
Extra Next. And Greg James on Radio 1. That was all the best bits of Tuesday's show. Listen tomorrow if you can, live between 1 and 4. We'll be on BBC Radio 1. Or hit subscribe on this podcast and you'll get it delivered to you. New every day.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.